Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, The Faith of Abraham, and it is based on the epistle or letter to the Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Last week, we studied a few verses from Paul's introduction to his letter to the church in Rome. In today's study, Paul's focus in this part of his letter is on the role of faith in salvation. The church at Rome was a Gentile or non-Jewish congregation. In this portion of the letter, Paul emphasized to his readers that Jewishness or the law, which he refers to as circumcision, is not a prerequisite for salvation. He attempts to make it clear that salvation is a matter of faith and not on any acts or works of the law or privilege of Jewishness. He uses Abraham to make his point. Abraham did not earn his righteousness, but Abraham received his righteousness as the gift of God. And God gave him or counted him righteous because of his faith in him. He was not a Jew or circumcised when God imputed or counted him righteous. Paul says the same thing applies to everyone else who believes God by faith. God will justify both the Jew and Gentile by faith, being the one and only God of both. So it is important for us today to understand that salvation is by grace through faith. The thing we must understand is that faith is authenticated by works or acts of belief. One cannot merely say he or she has faith in or believes God, but does not work, act, or behave like it. As Paul continued with his example of Abraham, he cited ways in which Abraham's belief was manifested in his actions. He just didn't say he believed God, but his actions bore witness of his faith. The same Paul said is true of all who believe God. Our concern for the church, our adherence to God's commandments, our actions and attitudes toward others, and our confidence in the words and teachings of Jesus Christ are all reflective of our belief in God and manifest proof that our faith is more than mere words or affirmations. The Bible calls Abraham the father of faith. He set the example for all believers to follow. Those who follow his example are called the seed and offspring of Abraham. Not after the flesh, but after faith. Jesus said to those who said they were Abraham's seed that they were not his seed, because if they were, they would do the works of Abraham and believe him. Though they were the descendants of Abraham, in what Paul called the circumcision, Jesus backed up Paul's claim and teaching that it is our faith, verified through our works, that causes God to impute righteousness to his children. The same type of faith that justified our father Abraham. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, your questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So Let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.